In the world's largest Muslim nation, exit polling appears to confirm the early results. Retired General Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono will be Indonesia's next president. Final results will not be available for 2 weeks, but the exit polls give the ex-general 60% of the vote in the country's first direct presidential election. He will now replace his former boss, President Megawati Sukarnoputri. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
A subdued Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono greeted his supporters late last night after it was clear he'd won and won big. But Yudhoyono refused to claim victory. Instead, he urged reconciliation.
There is a distance between the supporters of Megawati and myself, and based on the spirit of brotherhood, I expect that we have to be more united in the near future to face our national challenge to build a better Indonesia.
It's been a remarkable journey for the 55-year-old Yudhoyono. In March, he was working for President Megawati as her Minister of Security. But after a falling out, Yudhoyono quit and announced his candidacy for president. In April's parliamentary elections, his fledgling Democrat Party surprised everyone by winning nearly 10% of the vote, and a political star was born. A former general who, despite his military background, is widely viewed as untainted by the military's record of abuses during the rule of the dictator Suharto. Sidney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group.
For one thing, Yudhoyono was seen as a reformer within the military, and for another thing, people wanted a strong leader, and the military background probably helped him in all sectors except for the NGO sector and some of the urban political elite.
Candidate Yudhoyono pledged to tackle Indonesia's ailing economy, reduce corruption, and restore security. And he did it by appealing directly to voters, not by doing deals with established political parties. President Megawati, on the other hand, entered into a coalition with the political machine of the former strongman Suharto, the Golkar Party. Between them, Megawati's party and Golkar control more than half the seats in parliament. But they could not stop Yudhoyono when it came time for the people to vote. Again, Sidney Jones.
He not only bypassed the parties, but he made deliberate efforts to weaken them and divide them. I think this is going to be very interesting because what this election means is that the political hacks in Jakarta can't command the loyalty of the people in the regions.
And this may work in Yudhoyono's favor as he tries to work with a parliament dominated by his political opponents. Yudhoyono political analyst Dewi Fortuna Anwar argues has a chance to bring about real change if he uses his popular mandate to force Parliament to address the people's concerns about the economy, corruption, and security.
Because he is a minority president, he needs to be seen that he has strong public support, because that would be his leverage. And if Parliament tries to hold him up just for the sake of it, you know, and then there will be public pressure on Parliament.
Foreign governments are expecting Yudhoyono will also take a tougher line on terrorism than his predecessor to help wind up groups like the Al-Qaeda-linked Jamaah Islamiyah, believed responsible for 3 bombings here in the past 2 years. Those bombings, a weak economy, and a weak judiciary have discouraged foreign investment here. Few analysts expect Yudhoyono to turn things around overnight, but many Indonesians are hoping that things will be at least a little better by the time his term ends. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.